he can enable us to do things that we can't do on our own. And that's the thrust of what I'm going to say this morning. I'm going to continue from last week where I talked about living with the possibilities of God. And what I'd like you to do right now is begin to think about those things that God can actually break into your life, into your family life, into your work life, into you personally, and what do you want him to do? Because God says that with me all things are possible. And do we believe that? It's great in theory, it's a big statement that, isn't it? That with God all things are possible. And we want to experience some of those things in our own lives. We want to see the possibilities of God begin to break into our lives so we are transformed, so our circumstances are changed, so that we prove who God is. Can you remember growing up, somebody said, oh, I can climb that tree. You go, prove it then. Prove it. I can kick a ball in that goal. I can bend it round all the defenders. Well, prove it then. Go on, show me what you do. And I think God sometimes wants us to prove who he is. We can be so timid in the way we approach God. We can be so lacking in faith that we don't even ask him to prove it. And this morning, I want us to begin to think about those things, the way you want to prove God in your life. Where those things that you think, I can't deal with this, become possible because we're putting God into it. Last week, we talked about some of the qualifications of God. So why can he say such a statement as, with me, all things are possible? Because he's a great God. Because he's a God that created something out of nothing. He said, didn't he? Let there be light. And there was light. Let there be. And our creative God in our own lives, we can just go, let there be. And he is fully qualified to make it happen. We are created in his image. We have a connectivity with God that was broken through sin. But through salvation, we are brought back into that life where he can meet our needs, where we have that relationship where every day he wants to share time with us, he wants to share who he is with us, and he wants us to share who we are with him. We are his children. We are created in his image. And we carry some of his DNA, our creativity, the way that we think, the way that we have an expectation that things are coming to us, that it's not just about today. God wants to complete us. He wants to have plans for us. Plans that sometimes are bigger than what we can think about or imagine. He says, doesn't he? He can do more than we can imagine or think. And so God has plans for our lives. The great thing about God, and I love this, that he knows us intimately. He knows everything about us. He knows all our good things. He knows all our bad stuff. He knows what's going on inside our hearts and our minds at this very moment. And yet he still loves us. That's amazing, isn't it? Because sometimes I look at myself and wonder, how could God love me? But he does. Because he looks at us in grace. He looks at us in forgiveness. He looks at us in love. And he loves us no matter what we've done. No matter how bad we think we are, God loves us. God wants to complete us. So he says he started something in us. He started a work in us. The moment we are born again, he begins to work in our lives, in our hearts, and he changes us from the very core of our own being. We begin to speak differently. We begin to think differently. We begin to act differently because God is just working in us, and he wants to bring that job to a completion. He wants to complete that work in him. He says we are complete in him. When we have God working in our lives, we are complete. He brings together all the things, all our makeup, and he makes us complete. He's a God of his word. He's a God of his word. It says in the word. Oh, just a minute. What's your first scripture up there? John 4:4, right. So God has imparted something to us. Let's read John 4, 4, 1 John 4, 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We have been given this privilege of having God living in us, and it enables us to live a powerful life that overcomes the things of the world. The one who is in this world, that is the power of sin that is always seeking to bring destruction. And we can look at the world and say, it's really overcoming the world, this power. But when he's living in us, we have the power to overcome the one who is in the world. God completes us. Being confident, this is Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. And Colossians 2:10, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. You are made complete. You are brought to fullness in him. And that means he's making us whole. He's improving us, he's equipping us, he's training us, he's adjusting us, and he's repairing us. That's the completion that God is trying to perform in our lives. When we are connected to him, when we live daily for him and allow him access to our lives, he begins to complete us. He repairs us, he equips us, he trains us, he changes us. He's a God of his word. Titus 1:2. In the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. Hebrews 6:18. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. And Luke 1:37 says, for no word from God will ever fail. He is a God of his word. So as we read the Bible, as we begin to understand it, he's a God of his word. If he says it in his word, he will stand by it. If he has spoken into your life, he will stand by it. He's a God of his word. If he says he loves you, he's a God of his word and he loves you. If he says he forgives you, he's a God of his word and he forgives you. Sometimes we need to let God in, because we discount ourselves so easily from all that God wants to do in us. But he is a God of his word. God brings possibilities. This is Jesus talking. It's Matthew 17:20. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. He's a God of his word. Nothing will be impossible for you. In Matthew 19:26, who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The disciples were looking at who could be saved. Who then can be saved? They were talking about people who were affluent and rich and in authority. And he said, with God, all things are possible. And as we look at our own lives, the salvation that God gives to us is possible. We've received it. All things are possible. And it's important for us to understand that we come to a God of possibilities. With him, this will be possible. Nothing will be impossible for you. Now, I've thought about this a number of times. When it says nothing will be impossible for you, does that mean that I can be the Prime Minister? Right. Who would vote for me? You. But no, it's not possible. And sometimes we hear people who say all things are, you can, if you try hard enough, if you do your best, it is possible. And we understand the theory behind that. But when we're talking about nothing will be impossible for you, we've got to be asking for the right things. We've got to be doing the right things. We've got to be listening to God and asking for things that are in his will and his purpose. That is for our own lives and for those around us. We all can't be the Prime Minister. It's impossible. It is. We can't all be the President of the United States. It's impossible. But so we've got to understand that God is talking about the possibilities we have when he's living in us and he's dealing with us. And he's beginning to bring his will and his purpose to pass in our lives. As he begins to change us and our view of the future begins to change, and he places a call on our lives to do things that we go, I can't do that. That's beyond my capability. I can't possibly do that. And I often say that when I became the church minister here, I thought it was impossible. I thought there's no way I can do that. But you know, God gifts us, he trains us, he equips us, he gives us what we need to do, fulfill the calling on our lives. Nothing will be impossible for you. If God has said it, it will happen. He's a God of his word. And salvation is only possible with God. It's not possible in our own strength. It's not possible in our own gifting. It doesn't matter what we do. It's a grace gift from God. And we've got to use the gift that he's given to us. It's called the gift of salvation. It gives God access to our lives, and he begins to work in us and change us from the inside, dealing with the issues that we carry. I don't know what issues you're carrying this morning. Fears and phobias, disappointments. Sometimes we carry pain from our past. But God wants to deal with that. That's part of his completing process. He heals, he repairs, he completes us and has plans for our lives. He wants to complete us spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, mentally. God wants to do something in us that sometimes we consider impossible. But it's possible with God, because he wants to complete each of us. He gives us good works to carry out. I think we said last week that we are made in God's likeness, and therefore we want to do things. I don't know whether you can sit at home and do nothing. Some of us are better than that than others. But sometimes I'll sit down for I'll have a rest today. It's my day off. I'll sit down and do nothing. And how hard it is sometimes to sit down, because we want to. It's in us to be doing stuff. It's how we're created. We're created by God to be creative, to do something with who we are. And so in God, he wants us to do good works. And it's up to you to work out what those good works are. But we are all called to have good works in us. We're called to do good works. He deals with the impossibilities we face and makes them possible. That's all the stuff that you may be thinking about now. You may be thinking about the things that I can't do that. He's a God of his word, and it's possible with him. He wants to complete you. He wants you to be an overcomer in life. Strong men and strong women who stand firm in all that God is. It's called faith. When we begin to put our faith in God, when we begin to trust him for what he says, we can stand firm in any circumstance. He's a creator God, a faithful God, a God of his word. He knows each of us intimately and loves us unconditionally. Why wouldn't we trust in him to do those impossible things? He can do more than we can imagine or think. He's a great God. We sang some really powerful theological truths this morning. I called to God and he heard and he answered. And what a testimony it is when we hear God and he answers and he sets us free. He deals with the stuff in our lives. So what we're going to do now, I want you to carry on thinking about those impossible things. And we're going to just worship God. If the music team could come back up. Yeah, we're going to sing Waymaker. God makes a way when we can't see a way. That's the way he does it. We've just got to put our faith in him and our trust in him. And we're going to worship this. And as we worship God by singing, he's a waymaker, you apply your faith to your circumstances and let's see God do something that you consider impossible, possible in your lives. Be set free from the stuff that's holding you back. The circumstances that you are facing, let's believe that God is going to make a way where you can't see a way. We absolutely trust in our God. He's an awesome God. And we worship him. Let's stand together.